getting email right now for some reason. Okay.
That's so weird.
It hasn't gotten any email since the 26th. I don't know what I need to do to fix that,
Oh
but
no.
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what the problem is.
Hey, it's a wild chair.
It is the wild chair. He said he would do a cameo.
Oh, I love a Jer cameo.
I know. I do too. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you sure you're good?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
I was having a low blood sugar moment with Nathan's new schedule. I've been eating lunch at work, which is good because it's like 10 minutes there and back, which I know you're like, oh my gosh, that's not a commute. But you know me. That's a long commute for me. And it's
Okay, you're
hard to
gay.
like, I know, it's hard to get here
You
and
take a
make lunch and
sleeping
eat
bag and
lunch.
you need to stop overnight.
It's true. But I ate my lunch at work and it was good. I had my leftovers from yesterday that I forgot to take home. So it actually ended up working out beautifully. But they were good, but I was starting to get a little low blood sugary. And so I've just been like funneling chips into my face
That is
since I
not
got
good
home.
that you've been low blood sugary.
I know, it's happened twice this week a little bit. It hadn't happened in a long time. It's
Well,
because I'm out of my protein coffee. That's what it is.
then get you some more protein coffee.
Well, I know. I need to re-up my smoothies, my milkshakes.
Yes, you do. You do.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you.
You're
I think she
welcome.
did a good job.
I think she did too. It looks lovely.
I like the color. She did what she remembered what we had talked about doing with it before. She remembers everything,
That's so good.
which is really good. I'm now
I'm
going to
so
try some
glad.
HEB sweetened lime water.
Ooh, sweetened lime water.
But it has zero
Delish.
calories per serving. It's a
Love
sparkling
that.
warm beverage.
I love that.
So the other ones we got have been good. So
I love a Heb sparkling water, personally.
Raspberry, not the best so far.
Dad had raspberry, and he finds it to be the best so far.
I have had a hankering for raspberries recently. It's just such a summer fruit. Good?
Very good. Very refreshing.
Ooh. I love that.
Good.
That's good.
Might have to hit the heat one more time before we go to
Yeah, stock up on
our very long, low or long road trip. Might have to get some more of those little Lone Stars.
Yeah.
Yep.
I found out that my friend grew up in San Diego. I didn't know that. My friend at work.
Really?
Yeah.
Where is San Diego?
I forgot to ask. She asked me, and I told her, and then I forgot to ask back.
I wonder if she has relatives in La Jolla.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. She cracked me up because she, she, as a one of our mutual friends calls her a L'Oreal rep as a joke because her name kind of sounds like that. But I was like, my aunt was a makeup rep in San Diego. What? And she was like, she told me today, she was like, that's a joke, but I am from San
She was
Diego.
a beauty consultant.
She was.
She was, and a jet mechanic.
And we got the duality of man.
Did she go to high school in San Diego?
I don't know. I think her childhood was spent there. I need to talk to her more about it.
Dun 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 dun. Okay.
All right.
I think I'm gonna un.
You're gonna undo it and do it back.
Yeah, but I don't know how to get rid of it.
Uh oh.
Let's Google it.
How do you get rid of an app? The Gmail app.
Oh, I don't know.
Options. No. No, no, no. Anyway.
No, no, no.
So.
Anywho.
I'm Chrissy. I'm the mom.
I'm Jordan. I'm the daughter.
That usually goes the other way.
I know. I forgot.
I forgot.
I forgot.
So I am a free woman.
Yes, you are. Way to go.
For the next few. We went to our doctor's appointment.
Oh, good.
And that was good. It was
Good.
good. I love our
Good.
doctor.
He's a good doctor.
He's just
super chill.
Super chill. We went in the room together, which we usually don't.
We did.
But Dad said it made him feel a little bit more relaxed.
Oh, good.
Together.
He
He
needs
still
that.
was like,
I
a
know.
cat
He's got
with hot
such bad
hands.
White coat syndrome.
Yeah. I mean, he's
Yeah.
I told him when we got in there, I said, hey, do you want me to go see, look in those drawers and see if I can find some like little clippers or scissors to cut your brows? He's like, no. What if they come
My
in? I said, then
gosh.
I'd be cutting your brows. It'd be all right.
It's fine.
But no, he was,
That's funny.
it was good.
Well,
So
good.
he did talk to me. He said, you know, he was looking at our medicines. He's like, ooh, so you're still on glimepiride and this kind of stuff. He goes, you know, some people have been taking like Ozempic and those kinds of things. He said, I've had some patients take that for diabetic reasons. He said, and they've lost some weight too. And I said, because he said it too, because I was like, well, my feet are his big concern right now. Big concern. And he wants to send me to another rheumatologist, which I 95% won't go because I told him, I said, he said, who's your rheumatologist? I said, I don't have one. I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah.
First of all, it's to Termini.
And I said, he said, how long has it been? He said, who'd you go to? And I said, well, one of them is Tremini. He said, Tremini, I've been practicing like 30 years. Who the hell? What do you, haven't been in that long? I said, okay. That was a long time ago. I said, the other one was probably 24 years ago because it's when Harper was little. And I said, I said, the guy that you referred me to. And I said, he said, well, you're just tired. He said, what's his name? I said, I can't even remember his name. But I said, he told me, you're probably just tired. Let me give you some sleeping pills. And I said, I told him, dude, I've got a
I can't
4-year-old
have sleeping
and
pills.
a baby that I'm breastfeeding at home. I can't have sleeping pills. I said, so he kind of blew me off. I said, so I'm kind of done with that. He goes, let me send you to a good one that I really like. I said, I don't know. He was like, she's really good. He said, now I send, and then he said, I've sent quite a few patients to this one. I think you'll like her. And he said, she's a lot younger than me. She'll be around for a little bit, you know. And he said, and then he said, she's, he said, you know, I've sent some basket cases to her. I said, are you calling me a basket case? He said, no, I'm not saying that. He said, I'm one of the people that I'm sending. And he said, and she's a good friend. She's a good friend, but she's a basket case. He said, I want to tell her, quit bitching so much. But yeah,
Dang.
and then we started talking about it, and he said something about the Ozempic, and I said, well, he said, like Mounjaro and Ozempic, and I said, do you think that's something? I said, and of course, I said, the other thing that's wrong is I said, the same thing's been wrong for the last 100 years. I need to lose weight. And he said, well, he said, you know, there are people who have gone on Ozempic and Mounjaro and done pretty well. He said, like, lost 20% of their body weight or more. And he said, you know, I mean, depending on your situation, he said, we might be able to try it. Let me look at your labs.
Yeah, bless you. Oh, blessings.
So
Bless
sorry.
you.
I'm so sorry. And
You're all
then
right.
he said, let's look at that. And then he asked me if guys' thyroid cancer was follicular or papillary. And he said, I'd have to ask. He said, if it's follicular, you shouldn't be on any of that. But then we found out it was papillary. So I'm going
Cool.
to let
Well,
him
there you
know
go.
that. And I'm going to talk to him. I wouldn't mind trying it.
I think, I mean, if it's not dangerous and you don't seem like you'll be at risk for any side effects, then what's the harm?
He said some of it can be some people. He said a couple of his patients have had pancreatitis. He said, but you're not really prone to anything like that. So, you know, that might help. And once again,
Well, that's
Dad
cool.
has tricked his way out of the poop box.
Oh, Gerard.
He said, Jerry, did you do one of these? He goes, well, you gave me one 3 years ago. He didn't mention that he
That's
didn't
been
do it.
sitting in my bathroom for
And he got, and
3
it's now
years.
on like a little, you know, a little table in my bathroom. And he said, have you ever had one? He said, have you had a colonoscopy or a Cologuard? I said, no, but I'll take a Cologuard, please. And he said, honestly, he said, if you do those every 3 years, they catch everything. He said, now if it comes back and it's bad, you're going to have a colonoscopy. I said, well, we're just not going to think that. We're just going to think it's going to be good. And he goes, there's no reason anybody in this country should have colon cancer that's undetected anymore. And I'm sitting, I didn't say anything, but I wanted to go, he didn't shit in his box.
He didn't.
Well, I just had a heard a story. about this woman who was like in her 300s. Like, no, not kidding. Like, weighed in her 300s and had gallstones and didn't want to get surgery. And so wasn't. And her doctor finally said, listen, if you do not lose weight, this is going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you. And so she did. And I can't remember what she started doing. I don't know if she started doing the shots or what she started doing.
Yeah.
But she lost 100 pounds.
Wow.
And the gallstones resolved themselves.
Wow.
Yeah. Really scary.
I would like to lose 40.
Get them out. Because that, if your gallstone, if your gallbladder explodes, that's what happened to Carrie, Gay's friend. Sweet Carrie, who, she didn't die from that, but she died from COVID, which just makes me sick. She's such a nice person. But she got that done, and at one point, her gallbladder exploded, and she went septic, and it was not pleasant. So,
that's
just
scary.
Get it done.
I know. I came home early from work, and I meant to row, and I just didn't.
Well, I'm just thinking, I mean, and I'm still going to do that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
But if I could just, you know, lose some pounds.
Yeah, I'd like to lose probably
and it 40 would be to 60. A diabetic thing.
Why not? I think it's worth a try.
My doctor actually brought it up himself. He was actually just talking about diabetic stuff.
Yeah.
That's when he was mentioning that. And I was like, well, you think I should? He goes, well,
yeah,
let's look at your labs and we'll see. I'm like, okay. In the past, he's like, if there was a pill to give you to lose weight, don't you think I'd give it to you?
And now there is. And he's like, you want it?
He is. I mean, he's, being honest.
Which is good.
But he's never been anything but honest. So.
That's true. I will be interested to see what my lab, I get some lab work done here in a couple weeks. I'll be interested to see how it stacks up to the blood work she did 6 months ago.
With I didn't tell her about her charming rheumatologist.
She was terrible. I let that one
go. Yeah.
Oh, she was terrible.
I told him, he said, well, basically all they do is throw medicine at you. And he said, what medicine do you take for it? I said, nothing.
None.
I said, all of the side effects scare me to death. He was like, well, I get that. There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
And he said, it is kind of scary. He said, but you need to be proactive about some of this stuff. He said, you just need to, he said, we're sending you to a foot doctor because I do not want you to be in a wheelchair before your time. I said, wheelchair?
Hold on.
Chair. I said,
who's talking about wheelchairs?
I said, my legs are in great shape.
Yeah.
I said, but yeah, my feet kill. And
your
I said,
every time I go to
bed and they keep me awake, they're so bad. Yeah. He goes, well, your toes are at a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
He said, and they're going to start overlapping each other and getting bad. And he said,
oh gosh,
I want to send you to a guy and just see if they can do it.
Even just something like an assistive thing you can wear at night or
that's what he was
saying. In your like shoes.
Or something.
Like an orthopedic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what Bianca's boyfriend is kind of doing. He's looking at like assistive devices like that.
Even if I had to have surgery to get it straightened out, it would suck and it would hurt. But if it would fix it, it'd be worth it.
If it would buy you more feet time. Every
summer, after the summer, one teacher shows up on a scooter. At least
that's,
one.
That's so
it's true.
True.
It is.
That's really true.
It's like, oh, if it's upstairs, I can't go. Sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Y'all don't have a...
Yes, we have an elevator, but let me tell you about school elevators. They work about 70% of the time.
Our elevator hasn't worked in a little bit.
Especially in old schools. Adam's always worked. Lori and I were on that elevator all the time. But the ones in the old schools, they don't work as well. You either get stuck in or they just don't work.
I'm afraid of old elevators. I'd rather take the stairs as long as I'm able.
Well, and if I'm on a scooter and can't go upstairs for support, and I can't support because I'm on a scooter,
then you can't.
I'll get a doctor.
That's just too sad.
Oh, terrible.
It's just too sad.
Just anyway, and Dad was good. He was doing good. He just kind of seemed like he was thinking about finagling around some medications.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And then I ordered my special medication for me and my customer last night.
Yeah. I need to order some. I haven't in a minute.
Something going on with our customer.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yes. So, anyhow, that's medical report from the ranch.
I know. I'll have one at the end of June. We'll see. I'm nervous because I feel like she wanted me to lose all this weight and I didn't. I think I stayed even or maybe even gained a little bit. But
just
since that appointment.
Just pop an Ozempic or two and just.
Well, but since that appointment, I have, like, on average, there have been weeks of, you know, barren weeks and fruitful weeks. But on average, I have worked out probably twice a week since the last time I saw her. My diet has gotten way better. I'm drinking a lot more water. And I think that some of my body composition has changed if the weight itself hasn't changed. So,
yeah. Well, that's good.
I don't know. Because my follow up is technically for my weight, which I'm like, goody. Yay.
I would just say, as a woman of my age and girth, that I would take care of it now rather than later.
Well, I'm trying.
I mean, I would just take care of that mess, however you needed to take care of it, and it would not be a problem, because the later you wait, harder it is.
I know it. I'm trying. I really am. And I don't think I'm like viciously overweight, but I'm overweight.
No. Well, I don't think I'm viciously overweight either, but I weigh more than I should. And for health reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I need to lose some stuff.
Well,
just lose a little stuff. So I'm going to try. Plus, I'm working in the meat industry in the whole wide world.
That is very, very true.
And nobody has ever said a word. I'm not saying they have. Nobody has ever said one word. Yeah, and they've never said anything. They've never been anything but nice.
Yeah.
And treated me like nothing's different. And so, I mean, I think, I do think that I exaggerate things in my head, but I also know there's a lot of me.
Oh yeah, no. I told my friend that. I was joking with her, saying I could squat her, and I could. But she was like, "You couldn't. I'm too big." Blah, blah. And I was like, "You literally are not." And she was like, "Well, I just have trouble. I don't know how big or small I am." I said, "Same. I have always, even when I was little in high school, I have no idea what size I actually am.
You were little in college. I mean,
like my
and you were always
image
complaining about how you looked.
It's just so messed up that I have no idea what I look like. I really don't."
Yep.
So she was telling me that, and I was like, "I know. I'd have the same thing." I said, "But I'm telling you, you tell me that number on the scale, I could squat you." And then I went to the gym and I squatted that amount and I told her.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's hard. And society does not make it any easier.
No, they don't.
But for my own, I would be doing this for my own health and my own thoughts. I don't like the way I look. And I'm tired of not liking the way I look.
Yep.
I haven't liked the way I look since I met your dad. Like, when I was 23 or whatever I was.
Yeah.
I looked good then. Looked pretty damn good then. Then I got married and I got happy.
I know, it's that happiness.
And I just
weight.
Gained a little. I still look good then.
These damn husbands.
Then I started having those babies.
See, I've even thought, I have no excuse. I don't even have a baby to blame this weight on. I just have no self-control.
Well, I have three.
Or discipline.
And I don't eat a lot. I think a lot of, I mean, I don't sit and just like, I don't binge big amounts of it. The fact that I ate the whole hamburger on Monday surprised me.
Yeah.
And I was miserable the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Because I've been cutting everything in half and eating it. It's been fine. But it's just my metabolism is not getting faster as I get older.
Mine used to be so fast and now it's so slow.
And I was so tired by the end of school year this year. It's just like I can't pedal anything or row anything.
Yesterday.
Last night, it's like 7:45 or 8 o'clock. Baby girl's like, "Let's go to bed."
Because
that's what I've been doing. Like, coming out, I'm just like,
just, oh,
you know,
just exhausted.
Ridiculous.
It is.
Just terrible. So that's why I'm going to do something.
Well, me too.
He'll let me try it, which I hope he will.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
If the side effects are too bad, I'll just be like, meh.
Yeah.
If Oprah can do it, I can do it.
Exactly. There
If
you go.
Oprah's on it, I can do it. So, I'd like to tuck in a shirt one more time in my life and not feel like the biggest thing in
Oh,
town.
I'm bigger than you, and I tuck my shirt in every day.
There are a
That's
lot of
a
people,
way.
well, there are a lot of people who love to tuck.
It's a way of life.
I'd at least like to do a tan tuck and not feel
It's
terrible about it.
a lifestyle.
Yes, it's not one I have inhabited much. I used to, when I met your dad, I had a tiny waist. Tuck stuff in. Like,
I am built like a minion, and I still tuck my stuff in.
oh, you're not built like a minion.
Yes, I am.
You stop it.
Sometimes I'll wear a yellow shirt and put my overalls on, and I'll be like, nope, gotta change outfits. Too
What is this
minionish.
say? You are something. I'm looking at this card that fell out of the book you gave me for Mother's Day last year.
Oh, yeah.
You are, oh, incredible. And it looks like you said, and loud.
What? I'm sure I didn't say loud.
I doubt you can even see
Yeah, I
it.
can't see it.
So confusing. Can you see it?
It says, and loved, I think. Not
You're
loud.
incredible and loud,
No,
Jordan.
I would never write that you're loud.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say today we're talking about Texan stuff, right?
We sure are. Top five
Okay.
Texan words said by non-Texans.
Okay, so
I
Jordan,
think we can expand words to words and phrases.
yeah, I have a couple of things that might be a little, yeah.
Yeah,
So
I have
Jordan
some.
gave me this book called Being Texan by the editors of Texas Monthly last year for Mother's Day, I think.
I forgot I did that. Yeah.
One of my favorite things ever. I go back and
I think
reread
it's so
parts of
cool.
it all the time. And there's a part in it that says, let me see, I won't read the whole thing, but it was by
Yeah.
David Courtney called Your Drawl Yourself. And the basic gist of it is, it says, a good drawl, mild, medium, or Lufkin, is a useful part of every Texan's ensemble. Think of it like the tail plumage of the male peafowl, which when fanned leaves no doubt in the minds of nearby birds as to who is the peacock in the room. And it says there are occasions, usually up north, when Texans find it advantageous to parade around with their feathers flared. I can't read. Flared, so to
Okay.
speak. See Ann Richards, Ross Perot, George W. Bush. It says, as the former president can attest, though, extended stays in localities where the dialect is different from one's own can often have a distorting effect in the native tongue. I disagree with that. I think I could be up north for the next 25 years of my life and I would still sound exactly like this.
Yeah, I think so.
If for no other reason than just to piss people
Yeah.
off up north.
And spirit and pure spite and
Yeah,
pettiness.
and just say, this is me, this is where I'm from, I don't talk
Yeah.
like you, and I'm proud of it. This is my Texas accent, and if you don't like it, well, too bad. But he ends up by saying, the only way to guarantee a safe return is for you yourself to return home, and it will when you do. Well, mine stays with me no matter where I go, but I thought some of that was kind of funny,
Yeah.
and
I love that.
we're talking mainly today, we kind of decided we'd talk about things that people living in Texas say who are not from Texas, but they're saying Texas words. They're not just Texas words, but some of them are differently.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. I'm a middle school teacher. There are some words those kids just bounce right out. And the ones of us who are actually from Texas are really annoyed by that, by the things they say. So I didn't put these in like worst to least or most annoying to least annoying. I just
Oh,
made
I did.
so. Oh, you did?
I did.
Hey, well, you go first then, and I'll arrange mine.
Okay. I also did like words and phrases. Like, I thought of like my friends and peers and colleagues over the years who aren't from here, who get here and kind of act up, and try to be like, yeah, I'm a cowboy, like those kind of
No,
people.
shut up. Shut
Those
up.
are the those are the phrases I thought of. And so my number five was, I know a lot of people who aren't from here get here, and when they're talking about like being from Texas or adjusting to Texas, they say something like, yeah, and they said that their thing, like they say that a lot. They say that there a lot.
That drives me crazy. I've never heard like a Texan really go that their thing. There are some people who talk like that,
No.
yeah, but not everybody.
I was just telling, this is not like it's kind of related. I was telling Nathan, like recently, my husband, that it took me until I was an adult to realize that to a non-Texan, the phrase wallering around is wallowing around.
Yes,
I thought,
wondering.
like, if you had asked me to spell that until I was like 24, I would have been Waller. Waller.
Yeah,
He's
well, yeah.
wallering around.
Just wallering around. They love to waller in.
I
Yeah.
say that about our dog all the time. I said, oh, look at him. He's walling around
That's what I was
on the
about
bed,
to
on the
say. That's what my
bed.
mom used to say when a dog would come in the house. Oh, he's been wallering in the grass again. We got to brush him off.
Our dog every night he gets up and he like gets the blankets all situated for himself. I'm like, oh, he's wallering around.
Well, I was gonna ask Jerry, like when you first moved here, were you shocked by some of the stuff people said?
Yes.
Thanks, Jer.
You said you would make a cameo. That is not a cameo.
That was a yes with a period on the end.
You
Yes.
have to get over here where this thing is. Participate.
That's too funny.
Can't remember what's happening.
Well, that's a whole other can of beans. Or what
Yeah, well, that opens a whole new can of beans. My mom thought that was really funny.
It's my
Just
name.
like,
Don't
do you
word
have
it
any
out.
earworms? Yes. Well, my
Was
number five, and I don't know that I put this number five because
is.
this really irritates the crap out of me. Are you paying attention? Or are you going to
Uh-oh.
text?
No, I'm typing down potential titles. I'm paying attention.
Correct people that are not from here that move here, correcting my eyes, making fun of me when I say stuff, Jerry, like rice, ice, dice.
Yeah.
He says it sounds like rass or ass
Yes.
or das. I'm like, it's rice, ice,
No.
dice. If you don't understand it that way, then
Then
get
that's
out of
on
my
you.
set. Don't make fun of the way I'm talking when I'm a
When
Texan.
you are the one here.
I can't tell you how many times this year alone I said, this is my accent because I am a native Texan, born and raised here, lived here my whole life. I have traveled to other places where people don't talk like this. This is my accent. You are not from here. Don't come down and start criticizing my accent. Don't come down here and start telling me I have to say I instead of I because that's just not the way it works around. Sometimes I'll say like white. No, and we did. My mom used to say white and that kind of stuff. There are some things that just come out that way sometimes, but
It's just
usually,
different.
ice, rice, dice, slice. It's just, this is the way I talk. And I'm not from the country and I don't live on a farm. And I never did.
And even if you did, that's okay.
I'm from
But
a suburb. Well, yeah, that's great. That's fine. But
But yeah,
I was
there's
raised in a
stereotypes
suburb of
associated
Fort
with it.
Worth. I'm not like, John Deere's daughter who just jumped off a tractor. So quit correcting my eyes. I will say the eyes like I said. Sometimes when I teach it, I will say I instead because they get so confused. But
Yeah, they're like, what?
anyway, so that's my number five. What's your number four?
My number four is the word rodeo. People who are not from here, they either ask, where is the rodeo? When are you going to the rodeo? Can I go to the rodeo? They don't know what that means. They don't know where it is. You're like, the rodeo, like the weekly rodeo at my
There's
house?
not
What?
one rodeo.
You mean the Houston rodeo or the Fort Worth rodeo? Like, there's a lot of like,
So
but
what they're
they
really saying
also
is their first rodeo.
yes, and they also say the word rodeo a lot, like in metaphors and things like that. I have noticed, like, the thing I've talked about it before on this podcast, when I went to Northern California for work last year, and my coworker at the time, God love and bless and keep him, I finally had to say, that's enough for today, sir. And he went, Yes, ma'am. So sorry.
That's enough. That'll do it.
Yes, that'll do, pig. That'll do. Yeah, they just either ask about the rodeo a lot, or they just use the term rodeo when they really don't need to. Like, oh, so
or
what
they
do you do for
believe
fun? You go to
that
the rodeo?
whatever street you're on, cows are just going to be herded down it. Like, we don't
Exactly.
do that on my
No,
street.
that's only it's only in certain locations.
We've just really never had a cattle drive come down
I
my
mean,
street.
after we drove them all out the first time, you really hate to bring them back in.
Haven't you seen the cowboys? Have you
There's a
not seen
reason people
the
say when the
cowboys?
cows come home, it's because we never want it to happen.
Yeah. So true.
That tickled me to
So
death. Oh my
true. And
gosh.
that is one of my favorite things that we say
That's
down here too. This ain't my first rodeo.
No, I say
And I
that a
hate
lot.
that people think that you're stupid if you say eight in that situation. I would never go to school and teach my kids and say, this ain't gonna be fun today,
Yeah.
kids. We ain't gonna talk about that.
We ain't gonna do
But
that.
then you talk.
If it's
Like,
in a phrase,
then,
like,
you know,
it's in
that's
the
a phrase.
lexicon.
This ain't
Yeah.
my first rodeo is big.
It
It's
is.
like that dog won't hunt. That's one of my favorite ones.
We were
That
talking
dog won't hunt.
about phrases today at work. My coworker said something I had never heard before, and she said that she had a family member who used to say fish or cut the bait or something like that.
Fish or cut bait. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
And I
heard
was like,
that.
what is, I was like, explain it to me. What does it mean? I said, oh, so it's a nicer way of saying shit or get off the
Better get
pot.
off the pot. Exactly.
And she was like, exactly. I said, oh. And then I said something to somebody. I said, six one way, half a dozen another. And how I had that one student who I love. I said that to him one time and he went, huh?
What?
And
He'd
I
never
said,
heard that?
he'd never heard that.
That's crazy.
And I don't know if this is just an our family thing or a Texas thing, because Nana used to say it all the time. And like, I grew up like all of us saying it. The phrase, I just said it, that tickles me to death.
Oh, that's a Texas thing.
I love that
And that
phrase.
may be even a Southern thing.
I
I don't
also
know.
say a lot, don't start me lying.
Yeah,
I
I
say that
say
one a lot.
that. I say that a lot.
Me too.
And I'll say, don't start me lying. Lying. Not, don't
that's what I
start me lying. I don't say
say
that.
too. Look at those pigs wallowing in the field.
Oh, they wallow.
Look at
And
them
then they
wallowing.
lie about. Just can't.
Get a load of them pigs wallowing. That's what I
Hey,
would
you
say.
pigs, keep walling.
Doing great work, pigs. Way to waller.
It's funny when you think about the things your parents said. Like we talked about this the last episode, but
Yeah.
my dad had a million of them. My mom did too. But he would
Just
just
little
say all
isms.
kinds of stuff like that. More than I can even remember, probably.
Yeah.
But wallering was big with my dad. Like he would say wallering a lot.
Yeah.
And then just, yeah, a lot of different things like that, you
And
know.
the holler if you need us and
Oh, that's, yeah.
all of that.
Yeah, I think that's Texas. Holler if you need
Yeah.
us. Watch
Oh,
out for
what
the
is it?
idiots. That was my dad.
Yeah.
Watch out for the idiots.
And my dad says that to me now when we drive away.
Does he
Something
really?
Nana used to, yeah, he does. Every single time we leave. Something Nana used to say all the time was over yonder.
Yeah,
She would say
yeah.
that, like, to, where is that? That's over yonder in the living room.
Yeah, that's a big one over yonder. There's just a lot of things, and I don't think about it.
You just use them every day, and you don't really think about it. And then it's like, you say
And
it in
then
front
I
of
hear
somebody
people
who's.
talking like all the INGs all the time, and all. I just can't live that life.
Enunciation's not one of my strengths.
Well, clearly, nobody who lives in Texas has enunciation. You
I'll be the
do,
first to say
though.
it.
You do. I
Well,
mean,
it's
you have
because
good enunciation because your
I
dad is
spent.
from California.
Well, no, it's because I have spent years presenting and I'm a huge ham. That's why.
I have to
Hello, everyone.
concentrate on it. Like when I teach, I enunciate a lot more. It's like I
Yeah.
always tease my cousin about having her teacher voice and her regular voice. And I have the same thing though.
You tease me about having my admissions voice and my regular voice.
Oh, you do, definitely. Because you do. You gotta have the business professional voice and then you
Yeah.
have regular voice, you know.
Exactly.
So
So what was your number four?
my number four is when people correct me in my own state for saying oil instead of oil.
Oh gosh.
Like, I need an oil change.
Yeah.
And they say oil. Don't correct me in my own state. We all say oil.
Even Nathan says oil.
Oil. Can you get me the olive oil?
Yeah.
I mean, sorry.
That's it. That's how I say it.
Could you get me the olive oil? That's just not me. Can't do it. Don't correct me for saying oil.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when I first started going to California,
mm-hmm.
your dad's family, they were mean
mm-hmm.
about everything I said. What? And some of them would even look at him and go, what did she say? I'm like, oh, for the
Oh,
love
that's
of
so
God. We are
rude.
in the United States.
You're not
It's not
speaking a
coming
foreign
from some foreign
language.
country.
Yeah.
And
Goodness
then, you
gracious.
know, the nephews would like, oh, she says all and us and ooh. And like, oh, gosh, I want to throw you into the Pacific and drive away. But I mean, now they get it. And then, you know, I have the one sister-in-law who tries to talk like me, but sounds like Jimmy Carter.
She does
And
sound like
I
Jimmy
had to talk
Carter.
with her and say, listen, we're not in
Listen here.
Georgia.
Listen here, James.
Not in Georgia. You're talking like Jimmy Carter. I don't talk like Jimmy Carter.
It's true.
And
She
she's still,
really.
hey,
Christy.
Christy Lou, who? How you doing? And I'll be like, hey, Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. How are you?
But
I get made fun of at work just a little bit because don't know when it started, but I started saying hi and I started saying yes. And I don't know. Just like, are you
Never
available?
mind,
I say yeah, yes.
Uncle Roger. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That has just started, and people were like, really? Okay. And then one time I got really excited last summer on our road trip. I think I mentioned this in the last episode too. We saw that billboard for that coffee shop, and I was like, it's Scooters.
Yay, Scooters.
I love Scooters. So good.
I saw the back of the Scooters on the way to Arlington.
They're popping
yesterday.
Up all over the place.
I mean, I didn't see it. It was like the very back of like a strip mall. And
yeah.
It said Scooters. I was like, wow, that's
Scooters
shocking.
It's pretty good. They're little pastries. What? They're little pastries. They're bakery items. I put that into one word. It said pastry.
The pastry.
They're pretty good. I had a kick-ass pumpkin muffin from there the last time I was in Oklahoma.
Well,
oh, Scoot. I brought
I
a
will have to
giant
head
cinnamon
on
roll
by the
from them.
Scooter.
No, one of the last times I saw Pep, we shared a giant cinnamon roll from Scooters that I brought for breakfast.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what my password is. This is annoying.
But you'll have to scoot on through.
I will, because I see him
This is
around.
good. It's yummy.
I just see him around.
I enjoy a scoot. I would get it once or twice when I was in Okeechobee.
A scoot and poot.
So I would root scoot and poot.
That's enough. Okay. This is the thing my uncle said all the time. And so then my cousin said it too.
Mm-hmm.
We were kids. He used to say, y'all need to grab a root and poot.
I caught myself saying that the other day.
Which meant we need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Grab a root. Everybody grab a root and poot. Or he'd just say, grab a root.
Yeah.
And she always says that.
I've
I don't know if she
that
still does, but she used to.
I said that
all
to our dog like last week.
Oh, cracks me up. Grab a root and poot.
Gotta grab a root, e poot.
Let's go. That's all that meant. Let's go.
That's so funny.
Okay, here we go. So what is your number?
Three.
Three.
My number three is the word yeehaw.
Oh my gosh. Oh
so
my gosh.
Many people yeehaw who have no business yeehawing. And my favorite yeehaw ever. What you know
no
the song it is.
Business.
I can't remember who sings it. It's the she's got the rhythm and I got the blues.
Alan Jackson.
Yes, I love that's the song right where he goes, yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
That's my favorite yeehaw instance ever. And people who should never yeehaw have yeehawed a lot and they need to stop.
People do need to stop. Okay. I didn't even put this other one on my list, but this makes me think of Howdy.
That's funny. That's funny. Howdy. What was your number three?
Oh, I hate it when people say howdy to me. It's like, shut up. People in Texas don't want to say howdy that much.
I know. It really does. Oh, you're just, more likely to see it on a shirt.
It really bugs. It does. Look, if we said howdy, it's okay, but don't yeah. run your Yankee butt into town and go howdy. That's how like, graphic at the Ranger game where the video of the guy comes out and boots the pitcher off the mound, picks him up by the pants. Boots. That's what I feel like doing to those people.
I know. They're so cheesy with it, too. They think they're being so cute.
Oh, they do. They just find themselves darling when they do that. And it's like, you know, stupid. My number three is when people absolutely dig in on the word syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
There are lots of those.
There are so many people who don't budge on that.
Oh, I have a kid from Maine who dug in so hard, it almost caused, like, classroom controversy this year.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. Like, ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Syrup.
Because
it makes me think of Buddy the Elf.
I say, like, everyone that God loves, I say syrup.
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 Yeah, that's another one, crayon and crown. That one's hard for me.
I found out that around the world, people can't say sixth, my kids included.
I'm not going to perjure myself here.
On Coronation Street? On Coronation Street, somebody tried to say sixth, and it was like sis.
I'm not even going to try. Like,
what? They can't say it either?
You know I can't say it. You made fun of me so bad that one time.
I made fun of all of you for not being able to say that because, my gosh, y'all.
I struggle because my teeth turn in.
That has nothing to do with your teeth turning in.
It's true. It's
nothing at all.
You see my front teeth? That's why.
Mm-hmm. No, I think not. Yeah. I rebuke thee. That is not true. Not true.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll say syrup.
I say syrup.
Not syrup.
I like some cough syrup, please.
I need cough syrup because I'm not feeling well.
I was wallowing around in the damp grass and now I have the cold. Well,
let me get you some syrup to take care of that.
Get you some cough syrup.
Yeah, just no. So that's my number three.
Nice.
Well, all right.
My number two is howdy.
Howdy. Really?
I can't believe it didn't make your... Yes. So many people. I think I can abide it if it's like in an email.
On my list.
If it's like in an email chain, like, howdy, folks. This is what's going on this week. That feels a little different to me.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas. Yeah. That's big Texas, is all that is.
Like, that feels a little different, but just as a general greeting, like, I don't know. You're right. Nobody really says it.
Who do you know that lives here? Like, maybe, like, if we go to Brady and we walk in, somebody might go, howdy.
Yeah,
that's
howdy there.
Small town, and that might be more likely, but in everyday life.
Everyday life in the vast majority of Texas, people aren't saying howdy.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome back to school for the year. It's like nobody says that.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, can you imagine if I started a presentation with, howdy, folks. We're so glad you're here today. Like, no, yeah. That's dumb.
I just think people who are not from here have so many stereotypes in their head about this is what it's going to be like. This is what these people act like. Like, we all have lassos and spurs in our car that we are just waiting to get out and stick the big longhorns on the, you know, on the front of our car, like Uncle Tex and the Flintstones, and just, you know, really do think.
Thank you, Mr. The King.
Yeah, that's exactly what they think. And, you know, the guy that played that, not that played the King, because that was Richard Petty, but the guy that played another car that was like Texas-y in there, he talked like that.
Yeah.
But that's not real.
No.
I mean, that's, you know.
Was it Chick Hicks and Cars?
Probably. Yeah.
That was freaking, what's his name?
Who?
Oh, it's crazy. Let me look it up. I can't remember his name, but like when it's going to be Chick Hicks.
I need the one who said Kachuga.
Yeah. He's played by freaking Michael Keaton.
Oh, get out of here. No. Get out of here with that. Get out.
A character called Chick Hicks, played by Michael Keaton.
That's gross. That's just gross. I mean, that's gross. There are plenty of people who have a real accent.
I know.
You could, oh, good Lord. That's insane.
I mean, Owen Wilson's in that movie.
Owen Wilson is from Texas.
There's more than one Texan that you can hire for things at a time.
Yeah. He has a brother. He could have been Chick Hicks.
And Luke, come on.
He has two brothers. Either one of them could have been Chick Hicks.
Could have been Chick Hicks.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Oh, man.
I really don't. I don't understand. That's
so funny.
But it's...
Well, Larry the Cable Guy was in there, so they're getting...
That was a little much. He's not from Texas. Where is he from?
No, I don't know. I would think so. Georgia or Mississippi, I would bet.
Yeah, I don't know. It gets
blurry.
Wouldn't
it be funny if we looked and it was like Ohio?
Okay, I'm going to... Oh, gosh, if he is, I'm going to hate him even more. Oh, my gosh.
No, I bet it's like Alabama, Mississippi, or Georgia.
I'm going to look. An extra C. Larry the Cable Guy.
You're stuttering. Okay, you're afraid of the result.
He is 61 years old.
Wow, Larry.
Larry, where were
you? Get after it, Larry.
He was born in Pawnee City, Nebraska.
Well, all right.
I mean, that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. No.
What was your number two?
My number two is pecans. That's another one they'll dig in on you.
Yeah.
They will dig in with, it's pecans.
No, it's not. It's pecan. Pecan.
It's like, it's pecans. Pecans. It's pecans.
No, I don't have any cans of peas. I got this nut for you. It's a pecan.
It's like, I told them, my aunt used to have pecan trees.
That's a little bit of a thinking of.
Pecans with us. I said, not one time did you come out and go, here, take these bags of pecans home with you.
Yeah. I said, her pecans were the best.
Pecans.
Everything she made was the best. Oh my gosh. Everything they grew.
I know.
So good. I miss it.
Ever had in my life.
Ever.
So good.
Ever, ever. So good. Pecan.
So good. Howdy, y'all. Take some pecans with you.
Take you some pecan pie when you go. Shut up.
Get out of here.
Get out of my face. I will take it, though.
Face. If anybody was like, he'd be like, and just walk away. He just wouldn't even deal with it. He'd just walk away. Or he'd laugh. He did that. He would shame laugh. People.
Yeah.
He would just go, walk away. Like, what is this? What is that about? Like a Texas Rancher version of Karen on Will and Grace. That's kind of what he would like. Instead of going, honey, what are we doing? What are we doing with this? What is this? He would just, you know, Lord. What's your number one?
My number one phrase said by non-Texans that are Texan phrases is, has to be, could only be, y'all.
Yep. That's mine
has
too.
To be, y'all.
I hear it said so many different wrong ways.
Oh, my beloved fifth grade teacher, who I thought was just the best guy ever, he was from Wisconsin originally. He just could not bring himself. He tried so hard, and his little voice box just would not allow him to say y'all physically. He would always say you all.
Yes.
All of you all.
I had a friend, Debbie, who's from Minnesota that I worked with. Mm-hmm. And she was the same. And my friend Louie and I would
do
always
it.
Go, no, listen, it's not you all, it's y'all. And she y'all. Said, you all. We she just like, no, couldn't. Listen, you're making two words.
It's one. Two syllables. Y'all. It's just one.
Y'all. I said, it's not two words, you all. It's a one syllable word called y'all.
And then you say y'all, like, y'all of.
I know, like, you all. I'm like, no, no. Not you. She couldn't do it.
That was Mr. Dre. He just couldn't do it. He tried so hard and he just couldn't do it. But I'm then also there are people.
Y'all.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. All.
Hey, y'all.
Like, yes, I've heard that before too. You having smart birds? What's going on with you?
Y'all.
Yeah, I have heard people on both ends of the spectrum who, like, they're not from here and they lean in and they drag it out and they go, hey, y'all. And it's like, I can tell that you are not from here. Like,
that's another thing I was made fun of in California by your dad's family. Is they said I drug my words out, which I do. I know I do. I can make a one syllable.
I don't really think you do, though.
I do.
Because I feel like a Texan accent is a lot faster than other Southern accents.
It's a draw sometimes, and sometimes I will draw out. I can't tell you which words it is they are.
Yeah.
But I will, like, you know, it's not clipped.
I draw out well a lot. I don't think I've ever said well. I say well.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like I need that extra syllable in there to think through what I'm about to say next.
That always makes me think of, well, put that pea shooter down.
Down. Trigger? Well.
I always think about that. But that, yeah. They can't do y'all.
They hey, struggle.
Y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Like,
I want to shoot you. Get out of my face. You know, because we all carry guns in Texas all the time. Oh,
yeah,
my
we're
God.
All strapped up.
Dad saw a guy do an open carry.
I was there.
Oh, the white gun?
It was white.
Like, dude.
At their apartment. It's like, ooh, I'm going to shoot you.
I'm not scared of all of you all. No. You all better watch out.
To go do his laundry or something. It's like, man, you're so tough doing your apartment laundry in this gated complex.
He's about to fluff some tails and he's got his
side arm. Don't take my detergent.
You know, I will never forget when it first started. When we went, Dad and I went to Keller or something. It was a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when we went to that deli that we used to go to.
Uh-huh.
You remember that one? They had the really good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where that guy made me that heart-shaped pizza that one time.
Yeah, that guy. I think we were going there. Well, people were out on the sidewalk, like the biggest Bubba looking, like, woo, you know, like they might belt out a yeehaw or something, you didn't know. And this guy was carrying like a shotgun across his back, and I just would go, look, Davy Crockett.
You're looking real hard here in the Tom Thumb parking lot.
You're in front of a Cronut shop. Come on.
I'm sure that the people at Yogurt Berries are really scared right now.
They might give you an extra topping for being so tough.
True.
And it's not like I hate everyone. I don't.
No.
But don't come to our state and then start criticizing every single thing and trying to change the way we talk, because here's the thing about real Texans who really are actual what they ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. If you don't like the way we say I don't care.
That's fine.
Yeah. If you don't like the way they say syrup, then go back up to your little area of the country where they say syrup and they say you or you guys or whatever they say up there, use guys. There's some of that up there too. And they say oil and they say all of their eyes crisply. Don't come down here and tell me what to do. If you don't like it, move it. Road's open.
And their dog wallows outside.
Your dog wallows in the grass.
I can't even say that word. I can't. Like, it takes effort every single time to say wallows.
It just makes no sense. Wallows.
No. Well, and it would be boring if everybody.
Your misery. Don't waller.
Oh, doggy, don't wallow.
Like, my parents, my mom used to go, oh, I don't know, anybody more than her likes to waller in it. About a certain person.
I know.
It's like, oh, it's what they live for.
Yep.
Wallering.
Yep. Wallering and hollering.
So,
Just... But, well, and it would be boring if everybody sounded the same.
It would. You know? And I've also been told this year that we are too proud of our state.
Oh, whatever.
We have too much pride in our state. They're like, jealousy. We don't do that. We have, we don't even have a history class about just our state. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we mm-hmm. do. I mean, he's like, there's so much Texas history. I've had so much Texas history. I said, mm-hmm. because we are proud of our state.
And we were a country first.
They all, it's so funny, because they all come through. I'm like, we're a republic. You're not. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why.
Sucks to suck.
We were a sovereign nation before.
Yeah. I'm like, we're really proud. We're really, you know, we're proud to be Texans. I said, is it the most beautiful state? No. I said, it has some places that are pretty, but it's not the most beautiful. But I said, every time I go away from it, I can't wait to get back. I said, by the time, I said, if we take a road trip and we drive by that Welcome to Texas sign, I'd just breathe a sigh of relief because I just feel like the air is better for me here.
I just will never forget our jaunt down from the north. And all we wanted more than anything in the world was a taco. And the Taco Casa in Oklahoma was closed.
Oh.
And we could have wept. And then we had taquitos waiting for us.
Yeah. We had to whip out taquitos and anything that even resembled Mexican food when we got to mom. It was one of the best memories. And it Lulu, from a toddler to a teenager.
I know. Oh, she was all big and floppy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different.
If you're really a Texan in your heart, you just...
Yeah.
You can talk a big game, but if you're not here, you want to be here. Like, I've told you this a million times, but when I first started going to California, when things got a little too intense or too irritating or rough, or because it's weird to go into a family like I did, and they invited everyone over, and they're all just staring at you and kind of making fun of you.
Yeah.
And I would go into my room, and this was back before we had, like, you know, I think I had... Yeah. I think I had a, what was it? It wasn't on your phone. I think I had an
a CD
iPod.
Player?
Was it an iPod?
You did have an, I don't know. Because I feel like you had your first iPod when we were in the new house.
That iPod named Lucy. Yeah. Yeah. That's before y'all. Somehow, however I listened to my music at that time.
Yeah.
I would get out George Strait.
Mm-hmm.
And I would listen to all George Strait songs. But especially the ones like I Can't See Texas From Here. Mm-hmm. And all of those. And then I would get out Mark Chestnut, also from Texas.
Yeah.
And listen to Blame It on Texas and all that kind of stuff. And it would just make me feel better. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We only have 58,000 more days until I get home. And that's when we used to fly. So it was nice.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I just, it's a lot. And I've talked about before, you know, we could move to another state, but I don't think I could.
Yeah.
At one point, John and Sandy were like, we should all move to Arizona.
No.
And we were like, well, that might be all right, but...
No. Too hot.
We miss it. Well, it's hot here.
It's true. It's different, Arizona.
The more I think about it, I just think we should just throw a pool down, you know, update the kitchen, put out the walls, and just stay here. I don't know. Or
do what makes you happy.
Fell up and move down.
That's my vote. I think that would make y'all happy. But you do what you need to do.
It would make us happy. I don't think it would make everybody happy. Which at what point do you stop going, I can't make everybody
happy? You can't make all the people happy all the time. You got to focus on what you can control. And that's your happiness.
Yep. Yeah, but that seems so selfish.
Well, you deserve a little bit of selfishness.
Yeah.
You and Dad both.
I don't know.
Road goes both ways.
Huh?
Birds gotta swim. Birds gotta swim. Fish gotta swim. Birds gotta eat.
I mean, we're peacocks. You gotta let us fly.
It's true.
I don't know.
I thought of another phrase that I don't think I've ever heard outside of here is you might could do or what you might should do.
Yes, might could, might should. That's Texas. Yep. That's Texas.
I say that a lot.
I don't think that that's, you know, I don't think that that's anywhere else. I think it's, well, and I do that. I say that a lot.
Oh, me
in a
too.
Lot of different ways. I said, what we might should have done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I say that as well.
Yeah. We have friends, and I love them to death,
mm-hmm.
but they have a lot of, you know, they used to be our neighbors, then we moved, then they moved. I don't even know what, like, they moved down south somewhere.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I forgot
and,
that.
Oh, boy, it was, stuff came out of their mouth. Especially hers. You're doing so real good. You're doing good. And she, there's another one. She said, I can't think of it, but she say it all the time. That's but funny. She used done like that a lot.
Linda says, warsh.
He done a good job. Linda can pull some out that are,
she,
yeah.
She can pop some stuff out sometimes. It's like, woo.
Mm-hmm. And she kind of does a little bit of the vineyard thing, saying things wrong on purpose too sometimes.
Yes, she does. She,
she knows.
100% does.
She's a very well-read woman. And
yes, she
will say stuff and it's like, you know what you're doing.
You know that's not how you say it.
You know what you're up to.
She does do that. You're so right. She's real subtle with it, but she does.
Oh, but she will. Especially if it relates to Texas Longhorns. Somehow, I don't know.
This is a crazy coincidence that
somehow,
happens all the time.
That stuff just happens sometimes with her. Like, hey, now, hey.
She's so funny.
You know what you're up to with that.
Well, yeah. She'll say wash, and washing, dishwasher.
Yeah, taking out the wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very, she'll get you on that kind of stuff. She's too funny. She's just too funny. She cracks me up. I love her to death. There's just, you know, different regions definitely have their different stuff.
Yeah,
too.
They're definite.
But, you know.
Like regional. I mean, I think it's a Texas thing that all soda is Coke.
Yeah.
You know?
All soda, yep.
Yeah. Like, it's easy to go to a restaurant and be like, can I get a Coke? And they're like, oh, what kind? And then you can say Coca-Cola or Coca-Cola or whatever.
I just will never forget going to, where was I the first time? Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for Dr. Pepper, and they went, what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
I said,
you mean you don't serve Dr. Pee-Pee here?
Dr. I can imagine the looks when I said that. I said, Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper?
Oh, we don't have that here. And I wanted to go, don't act like you don't know what it is, because they
you
always
know what
play
it is.
Commercials during Monday
yeah.
Night Football. And
they're
you
national
know.
Commercials.
They had a jingle everybody in the country knew. But they
yeah,
were
wouldn't
like,
you like to be a Pepper too?
That. Her.
Crazy.
Like, well, then you're stupid. Sorry.
I couldn't live without Dr. Pepper.
Pepsi okay? No.
No. I'll drink
shove
a Pepsi.
That Pepsi. I know. When she said Pepsi okay, you went. I was
yeah,
like,
I'm. It's
what?
Not my first choice, but if it's the only option, I'll drink it.
No. No Pepsi. Coke. They used to have
no
a Saturday skit like that.
Oh, yeah.
No Coke, Pepsi. No Coke, Pepsi. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Was funny.
That's funny.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. This in this book there's a whole chapter called We'll Always Have Austin. That's what I feel like. I love it. I bet Linda just because you know, her family lives down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of her grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I just cannot even imagine her in Austin.
I can't either.
And I was talking to my friend who is a rabid Aggie, and she was like, I just don't like Austin that much. I said, oh, I can imagine you might not feel super comfortable there.
It's just too cool and fun.
It is.
It's crazy.
When you compare it to some other places who perhaps don't have those options.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you can go to your live music anytime you want to.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere, too.
That beer garden was really cool that Dad and I
That's
met
so cool.
At. Parking was $35, but, you know.
Well, of course.
But you go to, everybody takes their dog everywhere with them in Austin.
I love that.
That's one thing Logan said. He was like, I forgot how everybody takes their dog everywhere. I mean, you look around everywhere, there's
it.
Dogs in backpacks.
Yeah.
People's bags. There's dogs all over the place.
We went to a very like a place that's billed as a like fun for you and your dog place one of the last times we went with our dog.
Love it.
Love it. Awesome.
And just you can go hear a lot of music anywhere. You can the Keep Austin Weird thing is it's valid.
It's good.
But you know, well, I like it.
Keep Waco wacky.
Keep Waco wacky.
That's what we have. And I'm like, it's you're never gonna have the brand power of Keep Austin Weird.
No, but you know what? You know how much prices go down from Austin back down to Waco? It's crazy.
We're in that really sweet point between Fort Worth and Austin where it's like an inverse bell curve where we're like down in here.
Yeah. It takes you what, an hour to get there from
an hour and a half, depending on where we're going. Hour and 15 to Round Rock, hour and a half if it's downtown.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Enough so that, like, I did day trips with my friends in college to Round Rock all the time. Yeah. To go to that outlet mall and to get donuts.
I just so want some space to where they can run.
I know.
Not just grandkids, like us and y'all.
I know. I know it. Do it.
And that,
I think,
my new hairdresser is like,
dude,
we have the best time on our land. And she said, we're building our house super slowly.
Yeah.
And she said, we always take money away from that because we have other things to do. She
said, you got to live your life at the same time.
She said, we're barely ever home, but where we are, there's plenty of room to run around on.
Yeah.
Which
I think it's important.
They have a couple acres, I think.
That's so nice. Oh, that's
she
so
said,
nice.
I will tell you though, I miss the amenities of the city.
Yeah.
Got to get out there. And she said, yeah, we don't have a Target and we don't have a.
Yeah.
So I was telling her about Joe always saying, time to move to Brady. And I said, nope. I cannot do it.
Nope.
I just couldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
It's too. And then she was asking about HOAs and told her about, I said, yeah, we have. She said they leased a house, but then the HOA got so rabid about everything all the time that she was like, we got to do something else. I can't take this.
Yeah. They're terrible.
They're awful. They are terrible. It gets more expensive every year, and there is less every year that they even do.
Yeah. It's like, what's the justification of the cost?
Well, she asked me, she said, y'all use your neighborhood pool a lot? I said, no, it was closed.
Yeah. People kept running their car in it, and then kids were pooping in it. It's just gross.
It's too much.
It's just nasty.
It is. I don't know. Everywhere's growing so much that eventually, no matter where you live, it all comes to you. It all gets out. Like where we live now, there was nothing.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing up on that. Like,
Priscilla, I know.
Was nothing.
It was gone. There. Yeah.
It was land.
Yeah.
We had two lane
I
roads
remember
in front of our house, like one going this way, one going that way. That's it.
Yeah, I remember.
It was
nothing.
And
now look at it. Now there's a Dutch Bro. And
there's everything.
Car wash and Starbucks and all the stuff.
Costco, Target, anywhere you could want to eat.
Yeah.
Cheese Factory.
I know. I want them to build one down here so bad.
Why would they? I'm surprised they don't have one.
People here have no taste. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know why.
Getting, I was telling you we were going to get one. I don't remember what.
Hideaway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got a Chewy's, but you're all getting a Hideaway, and that's so exciting.
Yeah, instead of the Papacitos, we got Chewy's and Uncle Julio's.
I don't like either of those.
Takeout is good, but that's it. We usually take out fajitas.
I don't like Chewy's, but my friends do, so I go often. But I don't like it.
I hate Chewy's. I hate it. I try so hard to like it because I have friends who like it too, but I hate it.
Everybody loves it, and I'm like,
always makes me just feel every time I eat there.
Me too. The last time we went, I went with my friends. Our waitress was going through it, and she ended up giving us all the Chewy's waitress tea.
Oh my!
There was drama, and we were like, "Wow, we're gonna give you a really good tip, but also you probably shouldn't have told us that."
Also, you might want to hold your stuff a little closer, sis.
Pretty much.
Yeah. People will tell you about anything.
I know. I think she was just, I mean, poor thing. She was having one of those days where it was like, someone was like, oh, how are you? And she's like, good. And they said, no, how are you really? She might have broken down.
Oh, no. That's bad. I feel bad for that.
She was great. She kept our drinks topped up, kept our chips rolling through. Like, she was a great server. She just was also struggling a little.
Server is a very hard job.
It is. It is thankless, too.
It's a really, really hard job.
She was the one who we were starting to consolidate our stuff, like good little customers. And she went, y'all leave that. I have bussers who I pay to do that, and they have not been doing their jobs. So leave everything as messy as possible for them so they can actually get work for the money they're earning.
Wow.
And we were like, okay.
Sorry.
Because the bussers apparently were like not doing what they're supposed to. It was the drama at Chewy's. It's real.
The last time I went there, I met my friends. One of them, it's too loud for her.
Oh no.
Bless her. She was like, what? The whole time. I mean, just the whole daggum.
Oh, that's funny.
Tom, that's another one I don't hear anywhere
else. No.
Daggum. Yeah, just a lot of, you know, and he kept calling me sweetheart and gorgeous, and that's gross. It's like, don't do
that. I
don't
like that. I know you're just trying to get a good tip.
I know you're being nice, but don't do that. I don't need that from you.
No.
I appreciate the thought, but
but no, thank you.
I have a new secure message from my doctor.
Oh. Well, speaking of places that you can take dogs to, we're about to take our fella down to Music Bingo.
Oh, what's he going to sing?
I don't know.
I mean, he's, you know.
He does sing along. Singing along is encouraged.
Does he swim along with the snorks?
He does. He does swim along with the snorks. Let me see what the categories are tonight. Categories are Beyonce, directions, and money tonight.
Oh, he sent me to two. He sent me two referrals.
All right.
Oh boy. Snorks.
Snorks.
Rheumatologist referral.
Woo.
Oh, I can tell you already, I'm not going to like this.
Uh oh.
Let's see. There's another one too. That first one does not sound like someone I would like to go see. Foot and Ankle Associates of North Texas.
Well, sure.
I should be receiving a referral in 7 days. Schedule. Okay. Do you remember they tried to get me to schedule that thing last year and got mad at me when I would call them back?
Oh,
I
was on, yeah.
I was out of town. It's when we had to leave suddenly.
Can't do. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she got mad. She got ugly.
Like, look.
Like, hey.
I'm not trying to do this on purpose.
Yeah. Like, don't act like that. That's just mean and rude, and I don't like it.
No.
She sure did. And I finally told her, I said, look, my father-in-law's sick. Mm-hmm. We're in California now. We'll probably be going out there again. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to get all this squared away before I can even think about that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, all right. When do you think you... I said, I don't know. I
could not
know.
Tell you. Goodness gracious.
Well, y'all have fun.
Well, we will. We'll do our best.
Out to Bingo.
We'll do our darndest.
Is Emma the one doing that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, tell him I said hi.
I sure will.
Little Emma.
I surely will.
And we will talk to you very soon. You get some rest. You seem tired.
I am a little sleepy. I think my period's about to start. It's about that time.
I'm sorry.
So, I am feeling just a little like...
No, you just seem tired. Whoa, are
Well,
you there?
tomorrow's my work from home day, so
Oh my
that'll
gosh,
help.
it's already Thursday. Crap. I've got
I
so much
know.
stuff to do. It's crazy.
I know. It's a
Ugh.
lot. It's a whole lot.
So much. All right. Well, I will talk with you later then. It's been a good pod.
It has been a good pod.
Good pod stay to you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Oh, I meant to tell you when you were here. You need an ear, Todd.
So many.
Or know anyone who does. I
I might.
accidentally ordered 300. And they are the wrong size.
No,
They
when
turned out
can I
to
use
be
them?
this size.
Oh no.
I don't want this size. I needed this little bit smaller
Yeah.
and thinner.
Darn.
So if you know anyone who needs 300 hair ties,
I'll keep an ear out.
they can, I would be happy to share.
I'll let you know if I have anyone in the market for some hair ties.
Somebody hits you up for some hair
Yeah.
ties, so I just know exactly the person and
Yeah.
they're free.
And they're free.
So, all right, honey, we will talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you soon.
All
Love
right,
you.
love you. Bye.
Bye.